Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game here on this Monday. Hope you're having a great start to your day. Let's say hello to our man Jonathan Hutton from Outkick. Hut, what's up? How are you?
Good morning, guys. Hope things are well this Monday.
Yeah, doing fantastic. We'll get into the Super Bowl and the Titans in a second, but we've been having a really good discussion this morning, and our listeners have weighed in on this about where Tennessee basketball is right now. Big win over the weekend over Kentucky, fifth-ranked team in the country. And whenever they start to have this regular season success, of course, everybody goes, all right, Rick Barnes, the tournament.
Sure.
Sweet 16s as far as they've gotten since he has been there. And to me, it really is Final Four or bust. Because I know, look, it's a tough tournament to win. There's a lot of talent in
especially
this
now.
Year. Especially now. I mean, you got Purdue, you got UConn, UNC, Duke is the seventh-ranked team in the country. But I think the pressure is mounting that they have got to do something, especially with the talent that they have on this team.
Well, they have a very solid team. Final Four or bust meaning what, Chase? Meaning Rick Barnes has got to GTFO?
They're not going to fire him. And I know that, but it's
no,
like –
No, I'm from your perspective, like – believe it when you see it after this?
Yeah. I mean, and okay. I have been with him. I've been very tough on him because it's like you have a resume. You bring in the talent. You got to do more than get knocked out in the first or second round or the Sweet 16 by a Cinderella FAU.
They have a team that can make that run. They also are a lot like many teams right now across college basketball, where I think the transfer portal is what it is for college football. It's insane. For college basketball, I think it's improved the tournament, and I think we've seen the last year, and then it carried over to this regular season where it's hard for a team to just stay on a stretch run at the top of the standings right now on the rankings. Look, Tennessee can defend. Meshack is awesome at that. They have the ability to create shots with some shot makers. Connect has got to be that guy throughout this tournament. They can win in different ways, but I think a lot of teams can do that. And, I'm kind of already there, quite honestly, with you. You said it for Final Four or bust. I mean, I'm just kind of expecting a Sweet 16 run, and then you kind of toss it up to what it is and see what happens. That's a lot of teams currently. I will say, though, they absolutely have the talent to make that run. And, I think you could nitpick a few things in years past, not this year. But, the SEC is quality. I mean, look at the ACC right now. The ACC, according to Lenardi, has three teams in the NCAA tournament. Whew. That is nuts. That's what the SEC was a decade ago. And Rick Barnes is a part of the reason why the SEC is where it is right now, because of the ultimatum that Sankey had to the athletic directors and chancellors saying, hey, we're going to improve our basketball league, period. You're not going to complain about it. We're just going to do it. And they did it. It's not fool's gold, but I do kind of expect there to be a letdown. But here's the thing. You mentioned the Cinderella FAU team. There's a reason why Florida Atlantic went on that run, kept their coach, and still believes that they can just run it back. Like, and I'm just using it as an example, but if any team now that's like from a 10 seed up is feeling that way. And the upset now for a 15 or 16 seed is like, oh, well, we've seen that before. I think it's a really, really solid college basketball group of teams, and I think the tournament's going to be epic.
I think it's a different dynamic, Jonathan, if the Vols go in as a one seed and don't get past Sweet 16.
Right now, though, they are in UConn's bracket in bracketology, I believe. Right,
so yeah. As a two,
I understand, Joe, what you're saying, but like the two seed could end up being more difficult, but perceived an easier path based on who they're playing. And then the one seed as the four, there would be the four, I guess, the fourth one seed. I don't know where they'd be. They'd be, out of market, tough to travel to, all that stuff would be my assumption.
Right.
One, two, three seed, whatever it is. I understand what you guys are saying. It's time for them to make that run. And this is the team with just an outstanding player in Connect that can get them there. If they make that run, it's going to be a great storyline for Rick Barnes, but it's more about the player, right? If they lose out in the first two games, first two rounds, it's about Rick Barnes. And I don't know which is more fair or unfair, considering what Barnes would have accomplished in the earlier scenario.
I agree. Talking to Jonathan Hutton. Hutton, of course, Super Bowl week and the hype starts. To you, what's the biggest storyline in this Super Bowl?
Patrick Mahomes. Other than Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift, Joe.
Right.
Patrick Mahomes and what he can accomplish within the first 6 years as a starter. A win, he would tie Tom Brady for the same amount of Super Bowl victories. He's been to one more playoff and one more AFC championship game than Brady had at this point. And their win-loss record is nearly identical right now. Mahomes has played in three more playoff games than Brady has to this point in Brady's first 6 years as a starter. It's remarkable how neck and neck they are. And, if we were – starting to rank the greatest quarterbacks of all time, maybe you have Mahomes, number 3, 4, or 5, but a win puts him at number 2 and maybe right there neck and neck with Brady, because Brady had three different Hall of Fame careers, three different phases where you pick out any phase and he's a Hall of Famer. And, Mahomes is certainly doing that right now too. That is the biggest storyline, is can they get another one? And, oh, by the way, Andy Reid gets another one too, which was also just remarkable when you look at his numbers.
Talking to Jonathan Hutton from OutKick, with Travis Kelce, and no, I'm not asking about Taylor Swift, but with Travis Kelce, where do you put him in the conversation with greatest tight ends? And I'll even say the caveat of, in the last 10, 15 years, because that position has changed so much.
Yeah, you can caveat it, and you're right, it has changed. I think he's the best. I think he's the top tight end. You can put him up against any of the all-time greats, and when you compare, here's what puts them over the top, and I say them because they're the duo, they're the pair. He and Mahomes do things that the greatest receivers of all time didn't necessarily have with the quarterback they were playing with. It's not like Matthew Stafford and Calvin Johnson were known for their ability to just look at one another and know exactly what they were doing. What they have is something we won't see. It's what everyone dreams about if you're a quarterback or a receiver. And that puts Kelce to a different level, and he shows up in the biggest moments. He's clutch. And by the way, it's not like these other tight ends haven't been double teams and used in different coverages and mixed coverages to try to defend them. But, this guy's facing two defenders in most cases. He's at least got one over the top. And I know how hard the Titans game planned him with Byard, but with plenty of other options too. And he still gets his. And the ball's going to him. 10 or 11 catches in the AFC Championship game in the first half. And he still just cannot be stopped. He makes the routine catch look very, very easy, and he makes the most difficult catches look like a routine catch. And, again, in the biggest moments, Travis Kelce comes up with a play. So does Mahomes, and that's why they're on that same plane with some of the greatest we've ever watched.
Would it shock you, though, if he called it after this year with his brother?
Two weeks ago, whenever Withrow and I were discussing this, I said, yeah, it would really surprise me, because he's hitting peak Travis Kelce prime right now. He's 33 years old, though. Gronkowski retired when he was 33. This feels like a Gronkowski-type rumor, though, where Gronk, I know initially threatened to retire because he didn't want to be traded to Detroit, but then comes back and he plays with Brady after the initial retirement. I could see Kelce retiring, Chase. And totally would not shock me if he comes back out of retirement to pair up with Mahomes and do it. But what they're doing right now is something that, in terms of the record books, they can continue to pile on. He's far from done physically. Mentally, though, maybe he is, because he's got the podcast set up. Who knows where we're headed with the streaming aspects of things, and how you could do another Manning cast with the Kelce brothers. That's a no-brainer. I think that's certainly on the horizon, if not very soon, plus the whole Taylor Swift stuff. But on the field, there's no reason to step away. He's still dominant. He's still the best in the game at 33, where the position has changed so much over the last 15 years, 10 years. He is still the best at that position. regardless of the younger talent that's been able to come through and develop and evolve at that spot, even in the college ranks. It's very rare.
Well, going to be interesting. That is for sure the big game this weekend. Are you and Chad headed out?
We are headed to Vegas, baby.
Very nice.
You know, we got the Wolf Pack ready to go. Me and Chad and Clay, we can't wait to get out there. We leave tomorrow, and we will be out there throughout the week. And yeah, let's just say I hope to survive the week in Vegas.
Well, I need the Wolf Pack to watch out for the cub that's been sent out there by himself and Stillman. So just make sure that
Stilly, is he already out there?
Stilly's already out there, so he'll be there this afternoon.
Of course he is. Oh, cool. Yeah. And I saw the setup on Radio Row for you guys. It's a very, very solid spot, not too far from us. So we'll be sure to throw something at him.
Yeah, very, very cool. Hey, thanks as always. We'll talk next week.
Yeah, thank you guys. Always enjoy this. Have a great week.
You too. That is Jonathan Hutton from OutKick joining us here on the program. Coming up next, we'll tell you what day it is, celebrity birthdays. And as we head to the break, and this is going to be an ongoing thing this week, to give away Def Leppard and Journey and Steve Miller Band tickets at Nissan Stadium in honor of Love Week. Your worst first date.
Yes.
Text us 615-737-1025. Your worst first date, 615-737-1025. We'll continue to look at these all week long, and we'll give some winners the Def Leppard tickets. So do that. Text us. We'll keep track. 615-737-1025. Chasing Big Joe, 1025-1063, The Game.